You're listening to Engage with Andy Bush. To connect with the program today, please send an email to andrew.bush@comcast.net. That's andrew.bush@comcast.net. Now, back to this week's program.
Welcome back to Engage. I'm your host, Andy Bush. Remember, you can get the show's podcast not only on Voice America, but also on iTunes. Just type in Engage with Andy Bush to find it. And you can get my research on andrewbush.com. Now, we're joined by Matt Russling of Borderless News and from Xinhua News. Now, Matt has lived and worked on five continents for the last 7 years. He has reported from Japan, South Korea, Cambodia, Sierra Leone, Cuba, D.C., and Thailand. Matt, thanks for joining us on Engage today.
Oh, sure. Thanks for having me, Andy.
Sure. Lots to talk about going on in this world, but why don't we start with the coup in Thailand that occurred on May 22nd. The country has had something like 19 coup attempts since 1932, and this was the first one to be announced on Twitter. Matt, give our listeners a quick backgrounder on what happened and why.
Okay, so what was happening, it goes back to November. The party that was in power was headed by Yingluck Shinawatra, and she put forth this bill, and I won't get into too much of the complexities, but it's basically a bill that people really, really didn't like, okay? And she was also faced with a lot of charges of corruption and so forth. So what happened is people started to get out into the street and so forth, and she actually stayed in power for a little while, but then a constitutional court decided that she should step down. And then in the power vacuum, what happened more or less was the military did a coup, and that's what we're seeing right now.
Well, can there be a compromise at this point? Now, I understand the dynamics of the political situation. There's the military, there's the Shinwatra and the red shirts who are, you know, the Shinwatra clan is very popular with the people that are farmers, especially rice farmers, because they've provided a very large subsidy towards rice farmers. But within the major cities, they're not so popular.
Right, that's exactly the case. And here's the thing about Thailand, which is a little bit different than other countries in the region. Thailand is, on one hand, it's the number two economy in Southeast Asia.
Right.
But on the other hand, it's also one of the least urbanized economies. So the only really, really big city is Bangkok. The only major cosmopolitan city is Bangkok. And so what happens is the seat of power is actually really in the countryside.
Well, that's interesting. I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. The seat of power is in the countryside. The farmers and so forth, the rural people, those people outnumber by a pretty huge amount. They outnumber people in Bangkok and also people in the other cities. But if we're talking about major cities, we're really talking about Bangkok. They're the ones with all the voting power because of their numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're talking about elections for the foreseeable future, just saying if we didn't have the coup and if there were elections, right?
Right.
For the foreseeable future, there is no chance of any candidate winning a president or any party winning president that does not is not on board with what the rural voters want. And so that the seat of power it's interesting that it's really outside of the capital.
Well, tell me about the people that have been protesting against the government that helped bring the government down. Talk about the other side and what do they want?
Okay, they see, and this is not my opinion, I'm just saying what they see. They see this government as very corrupt. They see this government as, the government that was just deposed,
right,
as very corrupt. They see it as almost what you would call buying votes in rural areas by giving them subsidies, by giving farmers subsidies that cost a lot of taxpayer dollars for
what?
Programs.
Yeah. Wait a minute, what? I mean, that's unheard of. I mean, we don't do any of that, like,
oh,
in
no,
Illinois
like
or
that.
Iowa.
No,
or,
we
don't
like
have
that.
Subsidies like that in the United States. This is outrageous.
No,
but it's
no.
Fascinating that they consider that corruption. Here we consider that good politics.
Yeah. I think fair corruption's a little worse than our good politics. Now I'll tell you a few anecdotes, and these are just things that I've heard. I don't really have any proof, but you hear these kind of anecdotes all over the place. You hear anecdotes of sort of mid-level government officials going to towns and handing out bags of cash. You hear things like that.
I haven't
seen it personally.
Right.
I have people who swear they've seen it. I don't know. But these anecdotes are not hard to find if you ask any Thai person living in Bangkok about it. That's the kind of corruption you're talking about there.
Yeah, you know what we call those in Chicago, don't you?
What's that?
Aldermen. No, I'm kidding. I don't want to insult anybody any more than I already need to. But, you know, it's fascinating to see the urban versus the rural. And it's fascinating that it stands most of the dynamics on its head from other countries. Unlike China and unlike the United States, where more and more people are gravitating towards the larger cities, mainly in China, not so much in the United States, but and it's within those major cities that are big voting blocks of people that obviously in the United States they vote for the Democrats mainly. And it's similar, though, to Thailand, where the country, the farmers out on away from the major cities, that's more what we would say are typically home for Republicans. So fascinating that the dynamic remains actually on the same kind of parallel.
Sort of the same kind of parallel, but I guess turned on its head, if you want to put it that way. There's another criticism. You asked me about the opposition in Bangkok, what they want. They originally were cast by a lot of international media as elite. They're not actually elite. They're just really people in Bangkok. They could be really wealthy people. Actually, when I was in Bangkok a couple of months ago, I had dinner with a small businessman who happened to be a millionaire, not a multi-millionaire, but sort of, you know, making around like the 1 or 2 million mark. But you also have working class people. I talked to working class people that were opposed to the government too.
Right.
So it seems more to be about where you live rather than what kind of job or income you have, if you're talking about the opposition in Bangkok.
Right. Well, you brought up businesses, and so far investors and businesses aren't panicking over the situation, but clearly the economy has taken a hit and is really on the verge of a recession, while, you know, other countries in the area, Vietnam, Indonesia, Malaysia, they're all growing around 5%. Obviously, in Thailand, manufacturing fell in April for about the 13th month in a row. You just mentioned you were in Thailand. There is a lot of supply chain stuff going on there. What did you see and what did you learn?
Yeah, right. For Borderless News, I did a special investigation, and I also should mention that it was funded by the Fund for Investigative Journalism. And what I found was there are certain industries, especially the pineapple industry in Thailand, that is pretty abusive toward workers. Specifically, what I found was a company who hires labor recruiters, right? And
okay.
What these labor recruiters, they do is they go to neighboring Myanmar, where there's a lot of very poor people, and they say, hey, do you want a job? I'll bring you to a job. You don't have money to pay to get there? Fine, I'll loan you the money. So they bring the worker to the factory, and the worker could start to fall behind in the repayment for the travel costs because maybe the worker's hours were cut and so forth. And what I found was a lot of eyewitnesses at this particular factory who said workers who fall behind in their payments to brokers are beaten, they're locked in rooms and things like that.
Wow.
At other factories I interviewed people, there was one that was really bad, and then there were others with varying degrees of abuse. Again, not necessarily by the factory, I should say that, but it was really more by their labor recruiters. So I wrote an article, an investigation about it, and I was actually able to trace their importing activities into the United States, and it seems that they do send some of these factories do send a good amount of products into the United States. So it just for your listeners, I think they would be interested is that you just really. This shows you that you really have to watch what's on your supply chain, especially when you're dealing with. I don't want to, you know, demonize any country because there are great factories in Thailand and bad factories in Thailand. But in Thailand, especially, there is a problem with forced labor, and it might be something that your compliance people don't know much about. So if you are doing, do have a supplier in Thailand, it might be worth it to. Find maybe an independent a company that can is specifically an expert at looking into forced labor conditions overseas and making sure they're not on your supply chain.
Right. Yeah, I think that's really important. I think that's what people are learning a little bit about the World Cup in Qatar. That ESPN did a big special on that. So in the sense of the labor situation there is really disastrous, where the workers are brought in from other countries, and under those conditions where they have to pay somebody back to get out, they can't leave until they earn that money. And so then they're mistreated, and they're like trapped in the country, right?
That can happen. I found witnesses who said that they knew of specific examples of that. And I also, that was in the pineapple industry.
Right. Were there other industries?
The shrimp industry is probably the one that Americans want to really look at, because we over here, we eat a lot of shrimp.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, I just had shrimp the other day. But if you're sourcing from Thailand, it might be something you want to, if you're a company you're sourcing from, maybe you want to look a little more closely into who you're getting it from, because I spoke to a few people who actually literally escaped from a shrimp processing plant.
Wow.
Yeah, who were held there because they were sort of tricked into going there.
Matt, where can you get this report?
Go to borderlessnewsonline, all one word, .com, borderlessnewsonline. It's right on the first page, on the homepage of my online publication. And the report just says Borderless Investigation. It's right on the front page. And then if you want to know about what's happening in the shrimp industry as far as forced labor in Thailand, just Google my name, Matt Rusling, plus shrimp, and you should find it.
Amazing. So not only do they have political turmoil, but they have this labor situation that's very bad for anybody who's sourcing from that if they don't know what's going on. Matt Rusling from Borderless News and Xinhua News, it's been great to have you on today.
Thanks so much, Andy. I appreciate it.
All right, you bet. Let's take a break now. When we get back, I'll give you my view on what all of this means. You're listening to Engage.
Voice America Business Network, the bottom line in business.
Do you need directions to solid financial future? If so, the Money Answers Show with Jordan Goodman will provide you with a roadmap to making smart money decisions in every area of your personal finances. Join Jordan every Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for the Money Answers Show on the Voice America Business Channel. Learn how and where to get the best deals on mortgages, cars, and insurance. Find out the best ways to save for college and retirement. Get out of debt, improve your credit rating, and save on your taxes. The Money Answers Show with Jordan Goodman will provide you with great tips on investment opportunities in real estate, stocks, annuities, and other investment vehicles. That's the Money Answers Show with Jordan Goodman on the Voice America Business Channel every Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
When money and tech come together, it can make for a harmonious or detrimental relationship. On Media and Your Money, host Jason Steele will show you how streaming media can work for you to help you accomplish your financial goals, both short-term and long-term. Do you have a plan for investment opportunities? How is college planning going for your kids? Is your retirement strategy working for you? Listen for Media and Your Money, Thursdays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Pacific Time, on Voice America Business.
Follow us on Twitter at Voice America TRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's Voice America TRN.